merit or punya is one of the most misunderstood concepts in the West. As the Buddha said, don't be afraid of acts of merit. Acts of merit are another word for happiness. You're generous. You're virtuous. You spread thoughts of goodwill to all beings. These are happy actions. There's merit in doing them. It trains the mind in the right direction. And there's happiness at the same time. When you dedicate merit, you're hoping to share that happiness with others. Of course, happiness isn't something you can take out of your heart and put into someone else's heart. But often just the thought that you're thinking of them makes them happy when they see you're doing something and dedicating the happiness to them. They approve of that. They're happy about that. That becomes their happiness. And of course, your merit is not decreased. Your happiness is not decreased as you share. The standard image is of having a candle in your hand and you have someone else whose candle is not lit. Your candle is lit. You light their candle. The flame on your candle is not reduced. And then there's the light of two candles lighting up the world more than you had before. So think of this as something that's really pleasant to do. It's good and happy at the same time. It's like the kind of food that's nutritious and delicious at the same time. And this is not make-believe. I don't know how many times people talk about leaving the monastery and going into the real world, as if the world in the monastery were make-believe. Well, the goodness that we do in the monastery, that's actually real. The goodness of the world outside, that's something that's made up often. People get awards, you wonder why they got the award. Well, they had connections. People get wealthy. Why did they get wealthy? They had connections. Had nothing to do with any real merit on their part. We see this all over, that people get wealthy by dishonest means, maintain their wealth by dishonest means. And the wealth itself, is that really goodness? It can create a lot of trouble. A lot of wealth in the family can sometimes break the family apart, put you in a position of danger. As John Lee said, the goodness of the world isn't true, and the truth of the world isn't good. Whereas you come to the Dharma, the goodness is true, the truth is good. You're doing good things, and good things will result. And it's not the case that you succeed in the world outside, in their terms, and you can take that success with you. Think of Venerable Ratabala's teachings with King Kanavya. The world has nothing of its own. One has to pass on, leaving everything behind. And if that wealth was ill-gotten, it becomes a punishment. Whereas the wealth you get in the Dharma is the wealth of conviction, a healthy sense of shame and compunction, virtue, learning, generosity, discernment. This wealth is really yours, and it's really good. And you can do things with it. You're not the only one who benefits. The pleasures of the world, gain, status, praise, sensual pleasures, all too often you gain, somebody else loses. This is the kind of happiness or goodness, quote-unquote, that creates divisions in the world. There are the haves and the have-nots. Whereas in the goodness of the Dharma, goodness of generosity, virtue, meditation, you benefit, and the people around you benefit as well. No divisions are created, which is why this is the kind of happiness you can share. Someone gains status, they can't dedicate their status to other beings on other levels. You can do good with things like that, but again, that becomes part of the world of the Dhamma. In the world outside, people gain status and they can do anything they want with it. If they dedicate it to the Dhamma, that's something else. So this is the real world, right here where you're meditating right now. And the goodness you do right now, this really is yours. That's for people who are not doing good. That's their business. A story that one of the John Fung's students told. She was part of a group that was going to go with the John Fung up to the Jetty, the spired monument on the top of the hill. And they were going to meditate. Well, they got up there and there was a pile of junk all over the place. So instead of meditating, they were cleaning it up. And this woman complained. How could anybody put garbage around a jetty like that? And the John Fung said, don't complain. They're giving us the opportunity to do good. Of course, what they did is not good at all. And they're going to suffer as a result. But you take advantage of the opportunity you have to do good. That becomes yours. So there's no need to resent those who are not doing good along with us. This is an important attitude you need in this economy of gifts that we have here. Where the more you give, the more you gain. The less you give, the less you gain. That's the real world. That's where real happiness can be found. And as I said, that's the kind of happiness you can dedicate to others. They see that you're doing good. It lifts the heart. We've had a number of people tell us that just knowing that there's this monastery here where people are doing good lifts their heart wherever they are. Because it shows that the human race still has some good people, and there's still a sense of goodness here in some parts of the world. Makes the world a lot easier to live in. So the goodness you do is real. And the more you do, it's not called greed. It's called initiative. It's one of the virtues of finding happiness in this life. And if you're showing initiative in things like generosity, virtue, meditation, it guarantees happiness in future lives. You need to take you beyond lives, present, past, and future. That's when it gets really good. I had the question today about putting an end to craving, meaning that you have to have dispassion for all things that are fabricated. And it sounds dry and dull. But the reason the Buddha has you have developed this passion is because there's something better when you can let go of your passion for inferior things. It's like outgrowing a game, a childish game. It's not that life becomes gray or dull. You've got better things to do with your time. That's the Buddha's message. You think generosity is good? Well, virtue is even better. You think virtue is good? Meditating is better. You think getting the mind in concentration is good? Well, insight that leads to total freedom, that's even better. The Buddha has always better things to promise, all the way up to total release. That's the real world. And as we live in that world, we can find real happiness. It's a happiness that spreads around, which makes it even happier.